My special guest in the studio emerged as a saxophonist in Cape Town following his move to Australia. He completed a Bachelor of Music in Jazz Performance at the Sydney Conservatorium in 2003, following that up with a Master of Music degree. He's featured on Now's the Time a number of times in relation to his work with the Mosaic Ensemble and his own Air Award-nominated album Generations. And he's here tonight to chat about his latest international collaboration with Italian pianist Vittorio Metza. Mark Ginsberg, welcome back to Now's the Time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
There's been a lot of water under the bridge since you were last here. I think on the program we were probably chatting about some live performances at VJ's here in Chatswood. You've already toured South Africa with Vittorio Metza back in 2016. As far as I could see, there was an uncanny parallel, really, with yourself and Vittorio, because in addition to your musical studies, you both list science degrees as your first educational pursuits. Can you tell us how your paths originally intertwined and how this musical association began?
Well, in 2009, we both met in New York at Penn Station, actually. We were about to get on a bus to go to Stroudsburg to a masterclass, and he saw me with a saxophone on my back and said, hey, are you going to this masterclass? So we sat together on the bus and we spoke, you know, his broken English and my non-existent Italian, and we spent a week together at this masterclass and played each other's music, and that kind of led to an ongoing connection, an uncertain one, because he went back to Rome and I came back to Sydney. And then, as it happened, I was touring with a choir, Bella Cappella, in Europe. And when that came about, I called Vittorio and said, look, we're going to be in Rome, let's play. And he'd been sending me music and I'd been sending him, and we thought, well, let's go a step further, let's record. So we spent about 6 months leading up to our visit to Rome, putting material together and, you know, having a think about how we might present it and building our steel rod, if you like, the core of what the album is about, which is really all the different influences, nostalgic and musical, that had brought us to where we are in our lives today. And that kind of led to the choice of repertoire. And then we got to Rome. We performed with a choir, because we arranged some of the music for choir as well. And then Judy and I went for a walk in Spain for 2.5 weeks, and then we came back and recorded in Rome. And it was a wonderful experience out in the olive groves, about an hour out of Rome. And that was a long time ago, because, you know, it takes time these days to produce an album and to find a label and get it out. And it's very exciting that we release this, you know, in just a few days' time.
I noticed from the album that each piece is either written by yourself or Vittorio. Tell us how the collaboration actually occurred in terms of understanding each other's music and how the recording came about.
So he sent me lead sheets of tunes that he thought were suited to my playing. He had a sense of who I was musically. He listened to my other recordings and vice versa. I would sit at the piano and try and bash out, you know, what the lead sheet that he sent me, and then eventually I said to him, could you please, you know, play it, because I just couldn't do justice to it. And all his scores are all handwritten and quite messy and beautiful, whereas mine were all done in Sibelius and I could send them to him. But it was over that six-month period that we both sort of picked the pieces that we liked. And when we got together in Rome, we hired a small little studio, just the two of us, and spoke about the treatment of each piece. And that's kind of how it came together. That was where it really sort of culminated, because we, you know, we played through them. We said, you know, this works really well on soprano, this works well on tenor, this will be nice with keyboards as opposed to a piano. And although Vittorio is very, he was brought up, you know, very much as a pianist, a classical pianist, in fact, he's got an appetite for anything as far as sounds go, and he's got all sorts of keyboards, and will spend hours, you know, trying to find the right sound to just color something in. Yeah,
I describe the music as emerging from the jazz tradition, but at times it seems mystical. But it's infectious, it's highly lyrical, It's breezy like the Mediterranean. There's that splendour that the choir adds to it. And the inclusion of electric bass and an electric piano, that offers another facet. What is this common theme you were aiming for?
Well, I think we sort of let it develop as we got to know each other better. So when I was in Rome, he said, you know, you've got to come and meet my family. So we drove an hour and a half in this small little vehicle on the Italian highways to a place called Telesi, where I was introduced to the terme, the baths that are there, and the family and the food. And we did a little duo concert that night at a nice little venue. And I think we somehow feel, even though we come from different parts of the world, that there's just such a lot of overlap, different cultures, but an enormous overlap of feeling about life and the way we look at life. If you look at Vittorio's compositions and the way he describes what they mean to him, what inspires them, it's just something I relate to a lot. So the music draws us both in, and it's different every time we play it, and it's beautiful.
And you're bringing your own individual sensibilities to each other's music. He's quite philosophical too, isn't he? I was reading some of the explanatory notes about each piece, and some of them can be quite deep. But what is it in particular about Vittorio's playing that attracts you?
I think the thing that gets me is if you're an acoustic piano player and you watch him, he will hold notes down to get harmonic sound out of the instrument. Not playing those notes, but just knowing that because they're open, the strings are open, they're going to speak. Mm-hmm. It's that level of intensity that exists there. And right. When he's in it, when he's doing it, he's 100% in it. He's wailing. Like, I feel I'm wailing on the horn. He's wailing on the piano in a very careful and subtle way.
And that probably explains why he's into so many different types of keyboards that you've mentioned.
Yeah.
And exploring the actual sounds, you know, he's listening very, very deeply.
If you listen to his compositions as well, they're not, you don't hear a lot of 2-5-1 progressions. The progressions are very unorthodox, and yet they take you on a journey, and they make so much sense, but they're not the kinds of things that we learn at school. They're very different.
So you're about to head to South Africa to play with Vittorio again.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the tour.
With the album coming out and a trip planned there, and us having done this tour before, it worked out that we could get a series of gigs in Cape Town. We've got three gigs in Cape Town in quite a short space of time, playing with the rhythm section that we played with when we toured there last, that we'd love to record with sometime as well, because they we clicked very well. And then we're playing in Stellenbosch, which is the wine country just out of Cape Town, beautiful area. And then we go to Johannesburg to play at The Orbit, which is a beautiful jazz club in Braamfontein in Johannesburg. And, you know, it was just, I guess, opportunity. He was free, I was available, the album was coming out. There wasn't anything happening at this particular time in Australia. So we've kind of consolidated our focus for launch tours in April in Europe again next year, and then in May and June here in Australia when the festivals are on.
So that's going to be exciting, and we'd love to have you back on the program with Vittorio if at all possible. Will you be taking the choir on the tour as well?
When we're in Australia, we're definitely going to collaborate with Bella Cappella again.
It's wonderful that you've... Mark, we could go on talking all night about how great this album is, Convergence, but the real magic is in the sound. Mark Ginsberg, thanks very much for joining me.
Thank you.